Country people, now welcome. We dey happy where we say we don't dey another time to talk about our favorite weekend character building show, we be Reeve Ethics. My name now Mosibie Maduka. I be medical doctor, I be professor of public health, and I also be the president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria. But before we start, we will take one opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesonwike, the person we start, the person we get the idea of Reeve Ethics. Make we listen to her.
I salute all our Rivers people when our beloved is with us. Now welcome come another Rivetic Speaking Talk Talk program on Top Radio, where they help us arrange our character, make it better pass as it did before. I beg, remember say, woman health, not everybody wealth. Make we support them. Our Talk Talk today concern the celebrate of International Day of Action for Women's Health, with the show on May 28th every year. The celebrate of International Day of Action for Women's Health, now so that everybody we did this world go get understanding about woman health, so that them fit ginger action we go help woman then to know their rights as it take concern to born pikin or not, plus how to live well. The celebrate they bring opportunity for people and organization them to join body to touch light why it is important make women and girls them get chance to get better quality of health. For the country Nigeria, the number of women them where don't they die for where them the born pikin don't too much an opportunity to get help concerning to get belle and to safely born pikin no plenty. Now it make it come day important to they do the waka we go open people eye to see as it they affect people life. The day celebrates, they also help to remember people why it is important to support women and girls' them health. Plus also to ginger action, who could help make them fit see better pregnancy health service like family planning, alias no bone pass as you fit train them. Also maternal health, alias health of woman we get belle. Plus treatment of sexually transmitted infections, alias treatment of sickness we fit follow after man and woman meet. The day they get plenty activity where organizations and people they organize bring out like different meeting, workshop, seminar, and like town hall discussion where them go discuss and to ginger action for many things we need to change. Some of the new things go support woman then to stand up. It go reduce gap between man and woman as a concern waiting them don't achieve. And it will also help people understand how woman body they work as woman body supposed work. It will help make people fit get better health service, and it will make people begin to reason the bad things what people they do for inside society where they affect the health of woman them. Make we hear as our talk person today go explain give us more on the matter when they ground. Her name na Professor Omosivie Maduka, will be Professor of Public Health, and she also be president of Medical Women Association of Nigeria for the River State branch. We get health rights drama where Princess Amy Alagwa arranged for us. I beg make you enjoy the program, learn better from her. Our Rivers people always sabi jolly. Don't forget to always allow make your better character talk for now. I pray make Papa God bless honor and honor family member them, and make Papa God bless River State.
Testimony. I've got some things to tell you. Keep on believing. Keep on pushing forward. Yeah.
Hey, now this kind thing they make me. I know they like to they listen to news. Eh? Now so bad story with they hear every day. Try.
Ah, mama, what is it again? What are they said on the radio that got you so tensed up?
My pikin, no be small bad story I dey hear every time they go dey yarn bad story, eh? This one where I dey hear now, they spoil our children, our young children, eh? The story does they fly everywhere, huh?
Ouch! This is exactly the societal ease that we are facing in our society. It's really a sad story, and I'm so happy that the International Women's Day beckons upon us to set things right again and reawaken slumbering consciousness.
My pikin, now this thing don't dey too much. And our leaders say they don't dey even dey tie, eh? They go dey allow these people to dey do yama yama, dey waka waka up and down. Chai! Women don't suffer, oh.
This is exactly what the International Day for Action on Women Health stands for. It's a day that's celebrated on the 28th of May every year. This day is set aside to raise awareness, specifically on women, sexual and reproductive health rights.
Chai, my pikin. So like this now, wetin come be our rice and beans? I know they understand anything again, because this Matthias don't talk.
Mama.
He don't talk.
Mama, it's expected that every woman have right to make decisions about her body, especially with regards to sexual health, life, and sex practices, including using contraceptive methods that will keep the women safe and protect them from unwanted pregnancy.
Chey, my pikin. But why you be say they know they observe all these rights for this side of our world now? Upon say that they campaign every day, we know they hear word, eh? They campaign all the time, every time. I know they see what thing they do. Nothing come out.
Mama, there are similar cases across the globe, although it's on a large scale in the so-called third world countries of the world, that women are not given the right to decide if they want to get pregnant, married, or enter into relationship, to say no to sex or unsafe sex, exploitation, rape, and other violations of women's sexual rights.
Joy, my pikin. As we don't notice all these rights now, how we won't conduct the prevention all these kind of bad things where they use they suffocate women, rice and beans now?
There are various ways societies, government policies, families, individuals can promote sexual reproductive rights. Firstly, by prioritizing the education of the girl child.
That one not true.
Is such a critical intervention to help to improve sexual and reproductive health and rights of women and girls all over the world. If we educate a girl, we educate a nation. We educate the entire family around her. The self-mastery to be able to make decisions for herself.
Not true, my pikin. We supposed to teach our smaller girls, our small them. May they take and carry and grow up for the society, you know? But I want to ask another thing, eh? Is they get another way?
Yes, Mama. Another way is by provision of healthcare services, by making them available, affordable, accessible, and acceptable at a cost they can afford.
Not true.
Access to affordable family planning in a way that doesn't stigmatize or traumatize women.
You are very right.
Ah, Uwuma.
Yeah?
Are you here?
Yes, I've actually been quietly listening to you and Mama's conversation. I didn't just want to interrupt.
Wow, that's very good, really.
Mama, I agree though. Thank you, my pikin. Yeah, I was quietly thinking to myself. I just wanted to just buttress the last thing you said. Just add a little stuff to the thing you said.
Okay.
You see, at a time like this, when women's human rights, particularly sexual and reproductive rights, continue to be systematically violated worldwide, mobilization both within and beyond our communities remains essential in order to resist any rollback on our rights and advance sexual and reproductive justice for all. You know, as the global geopolitical context threatens to become increasingly regressive, it is more important than ever to denounce any attempts at curtailing women's rights, including our human rights to decide freely upon all aspects of our bodies. Our sexualities and our lives has to be free from coercion, discrimination, and violence.
Absolutely.
Huh? Oh, woman, my daughter, thank you. You did very right.
Thank you, Mama. I appreciate. Thank you. God bless you. This drama is titled Health Right by Princess Amy Alagwa, starring
Confidence Ilera as son,
and your baby girl, Princess Amy Alagwa, as Mama and Uma. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, no woman should ever be forced into a relationship or marriage. Thank you. I love you all. God bless you. Bye-bye. Mwah.
Don't you cry no more. Wipe your tears.
I catch you. Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Portman to they walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You they deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water with crocodile they make feast. What you they find? Palava, you go get him. Half or do not day inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make you sidon in. Oh no, you hear? Not talk, sir, not warn you.
On a welcome, if you not just they open on a radio, this is Riv Ethics on radio. Obunge radio program where they talk about plenty important things where they concern many important issues for we country and for we state. My name again now, Omosibie Maduka. I be medical doctor. I be president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, and I be professor of public health. Today, we're going to talk about International Day for Action on Women's Health. Another name we call them now, International Women's Day. This no be day where women, no just they talk about women go tie wrapper, Congo, do Thanksgiving, or one go one program or the other, just like that, to eat rice, eat chicken, come back home. No, this day, they very important because on this day, we dey touchlight important matter where they connected to sexual health, reproductive health, and the rights women get. Waiting be this thing where we dey talk sexual reproductive health where women get the rights and what we need to do about them. Every year, 28 May, every year, we dey talk International Day for Action on Women's Health. On that day, United Nations and all the other Ogbonge health organizations and all the countries around the world, they put eye for the matter where be how we go make sure say women they healthy. Say women when they talk about their sexual rights and health, we no go they take advantage. They treat women anyhow when it comes to their health. We go they carry women like egg. Make sure say everything we concern women as per their health and their safety and their security, they very, very important for we country. Now the conversation where we go they have today. So the thing is, where we want to talk about, say, every 28th of May, we dey talk this talk about how we go make women, how we go make men, how we go make everybody understand, say, women health, women rights, they very important. Say, we need to make sure, say, women understand how to keep themselves, protect themselves, and we, every other person for society, go also understand how to make sure, say, all the bad things where they happen to women, no go happen to women again. Say, women go, they very sure, say, then they can't wait, and they safe wherever they do, whatever they do. Make we talk about some of the problems where they worry women, as when we talk about the sexual and reproductive health rights. What will be the challenge? What will be the thing where they worry women? The first one where we go talk about, we say many times women no get right. Nobody they give women mind to make up their mind by themselves, take the decision by themselves when it come to things like sex, whether they go do, whether they no go do, whether they go use condom, whether they go use contraception, whether they no go use contraception. Nobody they even ask them. People they force women to do the kind of things where they no want to do when it come to their sexual health. People, they make women do some kind. They say, no, you, madam, you no go use condom. No, we no go use contraception. No, madam, you no go do antenatal for this health facility. Women no get mind to make their decision. If a woman born two children, say, I won't give space, I won't give gap before the next pikin. Make we do family planning. The partner fit say no. We no go do all the pikin wey dey your belle, you must born am. And at the more the children this woman they born, the more sick this woman they get. Because plenty children, the wahala of 9 months before you know even breastfeed one word, another one don't come. All these things, they worry women's health. And for this day, will be the International Day of Action on Women's Health. We won't put eye for this matter. Talk am well. Advise all of us. Say, make we give women chance. Make we allow them make up their decision. Make we ensure say they know waiting to do to be able to keep themselves safe. Make we go break. When we come back, we go talk am more.
Hey, another one don't tell it. You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full.
Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that wakis go boku.
Which month they won't take talk and say as you big rich so you not fit do one better thing?
Wait, you not the shame? Try make your life better. Go find work. Do.
Una mama and papa, confess so. Una eye de una pikin body so. Make una not just the sidon ruko, I don't burn am finish, anything he like make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When he come out go marry, na you in mama, na ain't husband them go the cause. If your pikin begin smoke wee, you know no person way big pass am, so cause fully mort. You don't spoil am finish be that. Na him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when your pikin they do, oh. Una hear?
Now take I come out where you're picking deo. Oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do now your own. Oh. If he bad now you make him so. Now take I come out where you're picking deo. Oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do now your own. Oh.
Now welcome back. Oh. If you not just the open on our radio, we still there on top of the matter for Reef Ethics on radio. My name now Omosivie Maduka. I be doctor, female doctor for that matter, and I be the president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria. We be the association where they in charge of all women doctors for River State. We don't they talk about the International Day for Action on Women's Health. Another name now, International Women's Day. On this day, every 28th of May, on this day, we dey keep eye for matter where they important, where they serious when we talk about women's health. Many women know they healthy. They just they work out, but their mind, their body, no day together, no day can't wait. And the problems where they affect women, especially with regards to their sexual and reproductive health, now we dey touch light now. Before we go the break, we talk one. Now we go talk another one. The major one now we want to talk now is many times women know they see way to collect healthcare, to go experience, to go enjoy, to benefit from healthcare services. Many times. Either they no get the money to go the health center, or the society, the culture say may they no go, say then they waste money, or say may they just stay house. Nobody expects say women go sick. You know, women go need to go healthcare. Even when women carry belly, oh yeah, now move go antenatal. They say no, wait until 1 month to the time where you go born. Why you won't go early? What do they achieve by going early? Meanwhile, early antenatal and consistent antenatal, they save picking life, they save the woman life. The women they suppose get access. May then go say, I they sick now, get healthcare center where I won't go. That's why we they talk about universal health coverage. Especially for sexual reproduction, may it cover everything from women with sickle to women with carry belly to women with one born to the one way after they don't born to family planning, qua when they go need, make everything they affordable through health insurance. Make we quick make sure say the thing they happen sharp everywhere. Everybody they enjoy them. So women then get that access. Then go fit say they won't go see doctor, see healthcare worker for health facility. Make them get treatment. Then go fit take decision say they won't do family planning. They take that decision. Then go know where they need to go collect the family planning. Or when they go, then go they laugh them. Or society or culture or religion go say no, God forbid no be your portion. No, those kind of things no be the things where we talk. We want every woman to get the support of all the people around her, family, friends, men, women, everybody, husband, boyfriend, everybody, partner, when they get the support for them to go and benefit from sexual and reproductive health care services. They make these services, make them day. Make our healthcare centers get these services, make the women go collect them, use. If woman walk out the way, take transport, go health center, doctor no day, nurse no day, health worker no day, how the woman won't get the health services? Or the people no explain where for the woman, waiting the woman want to. So everybody need to do the work where they supposed to. One other one, where they very important, now say, women, they suffer too much violence. Whether na physical violence, beat, slap, slap, punch. Then they do women like say na punching, but say na wood, then they knock them up and down, they hit them, they beat them. Or na economic violence, where because na the man they work, the woman know they to do anything. The woman they rely on the man, and no money, the man know they give her. They use that money, they suffer the woman. Anyway, make we take small break. When we come back, we will continue to the torchlight the matter.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you go take your own head, carry them. If you think say you fit do person bad and you go happy after and they jolly, my friend, you jam block. Nothing better pass say make a person do good thing. Because he no say it go better for him if it better for him friend.
I don't know why people they fight, oh. I don't know why people they quarrel, oh. I don't know why people they make wahala. Yes, my friend, oh, make you no fight, oh. My friend, oh, no quarrel, oh. My friend, oh, no make wahala.
Una, welcome back, oh. If na una just they open on a radio, una they read ethics on radio. My name now, Omosivie Maduka. I'll be medical doctor, I'll be professor of public health, and I'll be the president of the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch. You get one very important thing where we've done the talk since. Now, the International Day for Action on Women's Health. Another name now, International Women's Day. We don't talk about what in this day be. We don't talk about why we they celebrate this day, what in we they do on the day. We don't talk about some of the problems where they affect women. And the one way we may talk about now, say, women, they expose too much to violence. Too much. Violence will be either be physical violence, too much beating, or economic violence, where the man will allow the woman see money to take do anything. So the woman does they like slave for house. Or sexual violence, where the woman no even fit talk with she won't do, what she like, what she go do with her body, that the man, they totally control and they abuse her sexually. Or na emotional violence when they use maybe na silent treatment. So many different things where women they face. We they say those things no good. Another one way they happen, they too many times when they deceive women. You go see how young girls, they go, they deceive them, say, ah, come now, we'll give you visa, go this country. So you go there, better life, women go grab, only to know, say, and they don't answer them as sex slave finish you. They don't sell them finish. Their life don't finish. They just sell them away. Sexual exploitation, now with the talk. What thing we need to do about these things? It is very important, say, make me make sure, say, the girl child go school. Make she get education. Make she learn how to read and write. Make she understand this important thing. Say, cesarean section no be from the devil. Cesarean section are just surgery where God don't give wisdom to doctors to do to take bring out the baby alive and make sure say the mama dey okay. Make we also make sure say we make available healthcare services for women that can address, that can help, we go fit help women sexual and reproductive health. The other very important one, we say make we know they beat be men, make we know they punish girls, make we know they abuse them. Very, very important. And at every level, make everybody open eye, join together with women and girls all over the world to make sure say everybody, all of them, they safe and have good reproductive health and their rights they maintain. Say nothing, nobody they match on top their head and they abuse them. So now this thing where we they talk for this episode of Rev Ethics on Radio. Thank you so much. When I don't listen well, well. My name now, Mosivie Maduka. I be medical doctor, professor of public health, and the president of Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, Rivers State Branch. And yeah, I happy where we say I get opportunity to talk with you now. On our well done. Thank you.
My correct and confirm Rivers people and beyond. Now, so Rivers Ethics take bad break today. And I dey sure say the program don't touch your mind and make your life casual. As all of us, they gone body to make sure say our society na correct place for everybody. If you get waiting, you no catch for today episode or other episodes where we don't do before, you go fit go our website www.revethics.com. Go download today program or the one way we don't do before. Country people, no forget say to carry this program give your guy men for school or for your area now free of charge. That one means say you no go pay. Just go our website, arrange yourself. Just follow us, Gumbody, for Rev Ethics for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rev Ethics. You fit call us for our phone to ask any question for today's program or for any other one where you get with me, you know to grab. The number is 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. You fit also send us email for revethics@gmail.com. Country people, this program Rev Ethics, you fit listen to am on top 5 radio stations for Rivers State every Saturday. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then on Sunday, them go play am by 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Then go play am the same time again on Sunday. Radio 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Then go play am again the same time on Sunday. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then go play am again by 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. For Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. On the next week, country people, with another person, we go talk plenty sense for another matter. Make una no forget say the way we person they talk, na the way they behave. So make una talk well and behave well. I wish all of una better and correct week ahead. I salute you now.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.